We all have stories to tell, but we often forget to have the conversations to pass them on. We're too busy, too distracted, too occupied. Our stories only live if we tell them. This is Northern Michigan Voices. I'm Hannah Moran. In July of 2014, StoryCorps, a national nonprofit organization that travels the country, came to Marquette and recorded conversations between families, friends, and neighbors, then submitted them to the Library of Congress for preservation. StoryCorps says, listening is an act of love. Telling these stories is also an act of love. We hope you enjoy the voices of our community and the stories they tell. Today, Public Radio 90 presents a story from Valerie Rose Bradley Holiday, who sits down with Vanessa Gonzalez Block and talks about some memorable UP experiences.
So we did do another camping trip, and that was with her kids. That was another memorable time. And when I started to have my children, then it started to deepen my roots here. I can't say it any other way. And we went to Autrain and we camped off of the beach, so the wind kept the bugs off. I would say we did have some issues with the neighbors, but they were sweet people, but they were really, they talked loud, like they had a hearing thing going on. But they were sweet people. But so I was backpacking my youngest, who was probably a year and a half, and then the other one was three at the time. And we were walking through the woods, and we picked blackberries, and I don't know if you know anything about those. They're very thorny, so you have to be careful. And so I had the one on my back, and the other one is helping me pick berries. Of course, he's eating more than he's putting in the thing. And then all of a sudden, I hear something crashing through the woods. And anybody that knows me, I always have the worst-case scenario, okay, it's a bear. I don't know how I moved, but I picked that up, the bigger one up, and had the other one on my back, and I was running, just running. And I managed to keep the berries somehow, but I was just running back to camp. And my husband said, oh, it was probably a deer, but I was like, I wasn't going to wait to find out. So, but we had a beautiful time. We swam in the lake, and it was just gorgeous. I got to really start to appreciate this area and the beauty of it. I just want to wrap this up by telling one little critter story, as I still cannot get used to the wildlife here. And we were in the house, and I thought I saw something crawling across the floor. And I thought, ew. And my husband came, and he's like, oh, I hate this. It was a mole. It was a mole. And I said, can you get rid of it? So he comes to get rid of it. And he's like, oh, I hate this, you know, because I'll call the guy to come take care of things. And so he kind of swats it. And it's so sad. And he's sad. We're all sad because we love living things, right? And he scoops it on a dustpan, and he gets ready to go. And we were like, is it dead? And he go coming up the steps, and he's walking up the steps because he got it in the basement. He's coming up the steps, and then all of a sudden he goes, no, it's very much alive. And he runs outside and he tosses it outside. But we've learned to live with nature too. We love the critters. So, and I guess that's part of my life with becoming a Uper, having family here, loving the community here, loving the nature here, and learning to bloom where I'm planted.
These interviews were recorded at StoryCorps, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. Excerpts were selected and produced by WNMU-FM and the Northern Michigan University Advanced Audio Production Class. Today's program was edited by Corinne Murch. For Public Radio 90, I'm Hannah Moran.